leader of Spelthorpe Borough Council, Joanne Sexton, is calling on the Home Office to extend the government's newly announced approach for housing asylum seekers to include those currently accommodated in the Stanwell Hotel. On the 28th of October, the government confirmed that two military sites, Cameron Barracks in Inverness and the Crowborough Army Training Company Sussex, have been earmarked for use as asylum seeker accommodation. My name's Lucy Mayer and I've been speaking to Councillor Joanne Sexton. I know families were in there beforehand. Where were these families from?
Well, various different countries. There isn't any country specific.
So they were also asylum seekers as well, already in the hotel?
There were a lot of families in there which have now been moved out.
And where have they gone? I guess the council's had to place them in an emergency accommodation.
No, we haven't. It's not down to us to do that. It's down to the Home Office. It's the Home Office that make the decision as to where those families have been placed. And my understanding is some have been placed in another area somewhere in Slough.
Has the Home Office given you any reason as to why these families were suddenly moved out and only male asylum seekers were moved in?
Well, that's the question that I asked them. I asked them what the criteria was for that. And they came back with, as I say, a very generic response saying that careful consideration was given. Decision follows operational assessments of the site's capacity and the configuration and the overall suitability, which didn't answer my question.
What was the hotel like before any of this happened?
Oh, it's a lovely hotel. I mean, a lot of people used to have weddings, christenings and various different corporate functions there. So, obviously COVID changed that.
You're probably not going to get a more detailed response from the Home Office. So where does the council go from here?
I'm seriously thinking about exactly the questions that I will be asking because obviously we still haven't heard anything from the Epping Forest response yet.
You must have been disappointed by the Epping Forest situation. And what's the atmosphere like in the town, in Spelthorpe and around Stanwell at the moment?
There's a lot of people that are very unsure, very concerned. Obviously, the hotel is right near two schools and a play park for children, and a lot of families are still protesting. I think you probably can hear it in my voice. They're at their wits' end.
Some people are concerned, though, aren't they, about raising issues like this for fear of being labelled racist.
It's got nothing to do with that at all. It's the amount of cohort of male asylum seekers in one place. And do you know what really annoys me the most? Is that North Allanton, okay, were in this, exactly the same position as us, but they changed that. And when I wrote to the government and said that we need to understand the rationale behind the decision, particularly in light of the reversal of a similar proposal concerning Allanton Court Hotel in North Allanton, they have not responded.
And I guess there's more resources being pulled from the council because of this.
It's not actually from the council, it's the police presence. With the peaceful protests that are actually where the resources are being used, which is not good. There are other things that need to be addressed, not just supervising those that are demonstrating peacefully.
Radio Jackie News has contacted the Home Office for comment, and we have yet to hear back from them.